We're up to Perek, towards the end of Perek Ches. We're beginning in our new section, the section of the beginning of the world, or things that came before the beginning of the world. It starts with Perek Ches, Pasuk Chaf Beis. Ches, Pasuk Chaf Beis. Hashem Konani Reish Estarko, Kedem Mifolov Meyos. This is the beginning of a new section. According to the way most of the commentators understand the psukim, we have here a new section describing the time when the Torah was created. These are obviously very mystical things. So this pasuk begins, Louis, first one thing at a time, the Mitsudos. The Mitsudos says, Hashem, you Kononi have acquired me as Reish Estarko, as the beginning of your way. Kedem mifolav meyaz. Good morning. This is a hard expression to translate. Meyaz means, from, if we read it backwards, it's a little bit easier. From then, I was meyaz. If we read the first word and the last word of the phrase together, meyaz and kedem, which pretty much means the same thing. From then referring to kedem, before everything else came into the world, mifolav, I was an act of creation. I was an expression. I was a pu'ula, a deed, a form of labor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, I was the creation. I was created. I was the pu'ula, the creation, the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'oz, at that point in time being defined with the word kedem, before everything else came into existence. And this will be elaborated upon in the next few psukim, in Pasuk of Gimel Chav Dalet, Chav Hei, will explain exactly in more detail the translation, the deeper meaning of the word mikedem. Okay, but the Mitzudas first explains Hashem Konani, the Mitzudas David, Bora Osi. What? Hashem created the Torah. Hashem, the one that's speaking here is the Torah. The Torah is speaking, and it states, "I have been the acquisition of Reish Estarko. I have been." Let's read the Mitzudah so you're clear. Bora Osi. The Mitzudah translates the word Konani very loosely. Konani literally means to acquire a kinyan, but here he translates it to mean to created me. When you create something, that is the ultimate. Acquisition. You could go to a store and pay money and buy something, and you have thus acquired it. You have legally acquired it. By giving money, you have now transferred ownership of the object into your possession. But there's a much greater form of acquisition, and that is if you create something. That is the ultimate form of creation. In fact, we say this every single day, three times a day. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Okel Hagadol, Hagibah Hanara, Kel Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'Koinei HaKoil. Hashem acquires everything. What does Hashem acquires? Hashem pays cash, credit, bitcoins. What exactly is the Kadosh Baruch Hu using to purchase, to acquire the world? Hashem is acquired the world through creating the world. It's a word that we don't use often because we're human beings. We're not creators, but that's how it's used in the Shemoneh Esrei, and that's how it's being used over here. Okay? Baro I see liyos kinu yelo. Hashem created me to be acquired to Him. Chin koine shemayim. We have the same in last week's parasha. Parashas Lech Lecha. Baruch Kelion Kone Shamayim Baretz, who has acquired the Shamayim Baretz. Hashem has acquired it not by purchasing it, but by creating it. Okay, then goes on to say Reish Estarko B'tchilas Habriya. I was Hashem's first way, meaning at the beginning of creation. What happened? Kedem Koidem Asa. The word Kedem means just simply before Hashem created the world. Before it says Bereishis Baro Elokim Eis Hashemayim Veis Haaretz. Before that period of time of called Briya Shemayim Veis, the Torah was already on scene. I will see in exactly in more detail the next sukkah that the Torah existed 2,000 years before creation, or 1,974 generations before creation. Different ways of calculating this period of time, if we even can calculate time at the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. We all know that many Ma'amarei Chazal that support this idea that a day of Ma'aseh Bereishis was not necessarily 24 hours. One day of Ma'aseh Bereishis could have been a billion years. It could have been. Well, how do you define time? Time, the way we define time now, is the way is 24 hours is a day. But who says when it says Hashem created the world in 24 in 7 days? What exactly is the meaning of a day? Is a day 24 hours, or maybe a day was a much greater period of time? And that is discussed at great length by many commentators, both old and new.
Then we have to question all time.
How old is the world?
How can we just pick out?
Gracious.
I mean, we could pick out all it. Noah was, 800 years old. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was 25 years old.
In our terms.
Right.
Enochanami. That's a bigger chiddush to say that, because, Enochanami. But the way we know time, the way we know it, seemingly began at least after the Mabel.
There was no time. So what does that mean?
No, this is a subject to debate. No one knows the answer. This is all.
No, it's very interesting. I can show you something.
Like, how old is the world? Carbon dating tells...
Before the world was created,
yeah.
Was there a time or not?
Oh, that's the question. If a tree falls in the forest and there's no one in its vicinity...
So what was Hashem doing for all those buildings?
So we're not allowed to ask those questions.
You can't ask that question.
We're not supposed to ask. That's not for us to speculate. So we only go from the beginning of time. So the beginning of time, at least that we can speculate what exactly this time is. Carbon dating tells us the world is 4 or 5 billion years old. Right? They keep on changing that anyway. Every year they tell you the world gets older by a billion years or less, whatever it is. But what does that mean? Does that mean that this a flaw in carbon dating? Because our Muna is ironclad that the world is not more than 6,000 years old. Or maybe there is something to carbon dating. It's just that the way we define time is not the way earlier stages in time. It's different. Okay, these are old questions. Like, I remember I once told you that NASA, when they landed on the moon, they prepared for dust, moon dust. And being the world is billions of years old, they expect a certain couple of inches of dust. And they just found like a fraction of an inch. And according to their own calculations in advance, that would mean the amount of dust they found on the moon means that the Earth is about 6,000 years old. And there are a lot of things like that. There are a lot of different proofs in science that the world is only 6,000 years old. But yet there are proofs. There are dinosaur bones, and there's carbon dating, and there's another whole long list of things which tell us the world is very old. So how do we reconcile?
Well, wasn't the world created with a built-in age factor? For example, Adam Rishon wasn't born the regular way. He was created with a built-in age. As an adult, exactly.
That's a popular answer.
The
Earth was created as a mature
entity,
exactly. And it was created in its prime. It was created in its prime, and its prime means it was 4 billion years old. That's the equivalent of a 20-year-old man. In the health of the earth. Enochanami, that's one, I think the Teferes Yisrael says that. That's a very popular answer. There are many in Mahalchim, but whatever those Mahalchim are, here we have a new idea, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah, Konani Reish Darko, is the beginning of his way, Kedem. The Torah existed before the creation of the world. Whatever you're going to define, the point of creation. However, if you want to go reconcile the Big Bang with Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is not so far-fetched, if you want to reconcile this concept, but we have to still understand that the Torah came before that. The Torah, the existence, the Chochmas HaTorah is before Ma'aseh Bereishis. Mifolo Me'oz, back to the Kedem, back to the Mitzudos, Kodem Asav, Me'oz, Mikvar, from before, Rotz Leimar, Mizman Raf, way before. So basically, those two words, Kedem and Me'oz, basically mean the same exact thing, and Mifolo means like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deeds, his actions of creation, and Hashem, the Pasuk repeats itself in multiple ways. Rashi says, Reishis Darko, Kodem Briyoso, Reishis here does not mean the beginning, Reishis means Kodem Briyoso Shalolam. Now, if you want to look at the Mitzudas and look at the Rashi, are they saying the exact same thing? Maybe yes, maybe not. Because the Mitzudas, on the one hand, takes into account the word Kedem and the word Me'oz, which means Kodem Asav Mikvar. But when he translates the words Reish Hastarko, he says Bitchila Sabriya. So there appears to be, if you take the Mitzvah David at face value, there appears to be a contradiction in the Pasuk. The Pasuk first says Hashem Konani Reish Hastarko, comma, Hashem created the Torah in the beginning of his way. And what does it mean, the beginning of his way? If not for Rashi, you would mean the beginning of his way, which means when Hashem wanted, which means way before the creation of the world. That's really what you would assume the pasuk means, but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says Reish Hastarko is kodem biriyoso shel olam, came before creation. And then it goes on to say kedem. Then the pasuk goes on to say, I'm mixing up the Rashi and the Mitzudos. I'm sorry. First, the Mitzudos says, the Mitzudos Reish Hastarko means Bitchilas Haberia. Okay, let's just focus for the moment on the Mitzudos. And the Mitzudos appears to be a contradiction. Hashem created the Torah in the beginning of the Beria. What is the Beria? Whatever the Beria is, the Beria has begun. The Beria has begun. And now the Torah is the first thing to be created. But in this process of Beriah, there was Torah, and then there was everything else. There was the mountains, and the Shemayim, the Aretz, the Yam, and so on and so forth. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says there's something called before the Beriah, and then there's the Beriah. Then these are for us, these are abstract terms. They don't have any meaning to us. But if we want to put it down in scientific terms, according to Rashi, Rashi and the Mitzudas appear to disagree. Rashi says the Torah was created before this thing called the Beria. Then came the Beria. Then that the Beria is Shemayim, Aretz, Yam, and the creatures. Mitzudas says no. There's before the Beria, there was nothing. The Beria began. The first thing in the Beria is the Torah. And then came Shemayim, Aretz, and everything else.
How do you define Torah?
Is it abstract? I don't know. How do you define Torah? Does it mean the words? Does it mean Moshe? Does it mean Yeshua? Amalek?
No, I mean, does it mean what we consider the sacred Torah today?
I don't know. It's a code. You'll say this at the Torah. Bar Alma. So Hashem looked at the Torah. It means before the Torah existed, there existed this concept called the Moshe Rabbeinu and a Yoshua and the Amalek and the Matah and the Mitzrayim. I don't know. I have no idea. These are very mystical things that I don't think we're going to have any satisfaction in.
I mean, this possibly is brought down in the interpretation
for the purpose of Torah. So what does that mean? But the coin in this pasuk says that the Torah came before.
And
but the Torah, but according to this pasuk, the Torah came before. It came before. So what does it mean? Bishvil, in order to actualize, in order to create a physical reality of the fulfillment of the Torah. Bishvil Torah already existed. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take this abstract, mystical, spiritual thing called the Torah and give it a physical form. Give it a way for it to be fulfilled in a physical world. And that Hashem created the world. Something along those lines. Okay, but I just want to point out this thing, this concept here, this difference between the Mitzudos and Rashi. They appear to disagree. They appear to disagree about this thing. Does the Torah come before the Beria? Or the Torah came at the beginning of the Beria? Maybe they're not arguing. Maybe they have different definitions of Beria. What does Beria mean according to Rashi? What does Beria mean according to the Mitzudos? Maybe there is no argument. These are all very abstract concepts. Now there is a very...
Arguments go back before that.
What? Of course they do, right? They're just coming to put in words things which they have received from their tradition, from their rabbin. Right. Okay, now some of the midrash. Let's start with the midrashim. Let's first know. Let's do maybe one more pasuk first. One more pasuk. Me olam nosachti me rosh. Me olam means look at the mitzudos. Mimos olam, from the very beginning, from time immemorial. Nosachti is an unusual word. It means memshala. The Mitzudos Sion says Nesichei Sichon. It means the leaders of Sichon, the authority of Sichon. Nasachti Nerosh, I have established Torah as a memshala, an authority. I have been established as the authority, the law of the land. Torah is the law of the world. Nosachti Merosh. Mikadme Oretz, before the earth was created. Rashi says the same thing, the Sikhi Bnei Adam, the Nesikh, the leaders of mankind, of Bnei Adam. Same exact idea. The Sikhi means authority. In this context, it means that the Torah is the authority of the world. It's the law of the land. Okay, now so let's go through some of the quick midrash very quickly. Hashem Kanoni Reishis Darko. I'm going to read you over here from Sifrei in Parashas Ekev. It says, "Atamotse bedarkei makom." We find in reference to the ways of Hashem, "Shekol mi shechaviv kodem es chaveray." Chaviv comes first. Now, this is very interesting because we are probably more brainwashed with the expression "acharoin chaviv." Right, the last is precious. Oh, so you remember what I told you, next to the last, right? Okay, in a chanami. But here the Medrash, the Sifrei, says something very interesting that's just the opposite. You always find Maamari Chazal conflict. Okay, that we should never be so naive to think that every Maamari Chazal is in agreement. Maamari Chazal, they disagree, just like you have in the Gemara, you have Machlokes Tanoim, you have a Medrash here and a Medrash there, and the Medrashim are authored by different people, or different traditions, I am Panam Torah, and they don't necessarily agree. So it says, we find anyone that Tzchav came before his friend, Torah, anything that Tzchav comes first. Therefore, Torah, since Torah is the most chaviv, therefore Torah came first. Shenemar Hashem Kanani Reish Estarko Kodem Mifolov Me'oz. It quotes exactly this pasuk, and then comes the next pasuk. Me'olam Nisachti Me'rosh. I have established from the very beginning the authority of the Torah from the beginning, Mikadmei Aretz, before the earth was created. So this pasuk indeed is quoted as telling us that the Torah is the most chaviv, being that it came first. Okay, next. Next medrash, and this really goes into the Rashi. Rashi, it's not the Rashi, it's the Mitzudos. It's, let's read the next pasuk. No, I didn't read the Mitzudos on this pasuk. Let's go back to this pasuk. Pasuk of Gimel, in the Mitzudos David, Me'olam, Mimos Olam, from the beginning of time, time immemorial, Ani Nesucha, U'moysheles, I have been established as the authority of the world. Me'rosh, Mitzudos says, this is an important corner from Chazal, which we'll read inside in a moment, Ani Min Harishonim, I am from the first things in this world. Me'akadmoinim libriyas oilam, from the first things of creation. Ki amru Rabbi Seder from Levracha, Chazal teach us shiva dvarim kadmu libriyas oilam. Ve'atayra achas, and there are seven things which came before creation, and Torah is one of them. Now, what are the seven things that came before briyas oilam? So let me read you. It's a Gemara Masechta Pesachim and a Gemara in Masechta Nedarim. It appears in two places in the Bavli. Shiva Dvarim, Nivru Kaidim Lishnivru Ha'ilam, Elohein, Torah, okay, Tshuva, the ability to repent, the Gan Eden, the ability to reward, Ugehenim, punishment, so reward, punishment, and the ability for mobility. What is Tshuva? Tshuva is the train. It's the train that allows you to the direct flight that takes you from Gehenim to Gan Eden. The ability to recognize that you don't have to be stuck in Gehenim. If you do tshuva, you have the ability to leave. Mobility. The Kisei HaKavod. Okay, it puts that, does not put that first. Interesting. It puts that later in the list, which we're going to discuss in a few moments. Interesting. Tekis Yaakov. By the way, the order itself is subject to much interpretation of why everything is in this precise order. The seven things. The Kis Yaakovot. Okay, Hashem's Kis Yaakovot, Hashem's throne. Ubeis Hamigdash. Okay, the Beis Hamikdash is the footstool of the Kis Yaakovot. Right, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Shemam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's footstool is the Beis Hamikdash. Ushmoy Shel Mashiach, the name of Mashiach, which really means the essence of Mashiach. Okay, that's it. Those are the seven items that were created before Briyas Olam. And which one is the first? Torah? Torah D'Chsev, Hashem Kononi Reish Estarko. What?
aren't there other
no, the other lists? No, this is the only list. That was Ben Hashmashas. Those were created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas. That was created at the end of, that was the opposite, that was created at the end of creation. The very, they weren't even part of the 6 days. They were created between Shabbos, between Friday and Shabbos. So we have here a list of 7 things. Now, that's what it says in the Gemara Masechta, the Pesachim and Masechta Nedarim. Now, let me enter into this, which ties into this Gemara, a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, which plugs into the Gemara. The Gemara Medrash says, Shisha Dvarim, Kadmu L'Bias Olam. Okay, first of all, the Medrash conflicts. It says there are 6, not 7, which itself is a discussion, which I don't have any information on. Okay, but here's the part that's interesting that we want to discuss. Yesh mehem shnivu, v'yesh mehem shaloi nivu. All it says is kodmu. See, let me go back. In this medrash, Bereish Rabba, it says 6 things kodmu, preceded. Doesn't say we're created. In the Gemara, the Bavli, Pesachim, and the Nedarim, it says Nivru, they were created. What's the difference between Nivru and Kadmu? If you just use what Kadmu means, they were theoretical. They were not yet, they were conceptual. Yeah. They were not yet put into motion, the plan. Now here, explain, let me read you what it says. Among these 6 things, Yesh Mehen Shem Nivru, were actually created, whatever that means. The Yesh Mehem Shaloi Nivru, Ella Olu B'machshav Olihi Baros. The Keshas, very good. The Keshas, so was the Keshas actually created? This Machlokes Rishonim, that Hashem changed the Bria at that moment in time to create a reality of a rainbow, or did the rainbow already exist and HaKadosh Baruch Hu just designated it? And some say it's somewhere in the middle. The physical matter, the world allowed for a rainbow to exist, it just never happened. It just, the conditions never existed until the point in time of Mabul when it was optimal for a rainbow to appear in the sky. Okay, but it says over here, the Yesh, let me tell you, all about Shosh Nivu, so here the marriage goes further, HaTorah V'Akis Yaakovod Nivru. Okay, so here's the very big Chiddush. Among all of these things, the only ones that were actually created were the Torah and the Kisei HaKavod. Again, this is very abstract for us because we have no idea what it means to create the Torah versus think about the Torah. And we have no understanding what it means to create the Kisei HaKavod versus the conceptual understanding of what a Kisei HaKavod is. Whatever this means, we don't know what this means, but all we know is that take everything else in the list and look at them as even more abstract than the Torah and the Kisei HaKavod. What are the other things in the list in the Gemara? There is Gehenim, and there is Gan Eden.
It's created on the second day.
Conflicting midrashim. So you want to say that, that answers the contradiction. That on the second day they were actually created, but they were thought about, the idea, the plans were drawn up before the world was created. Okay? So that includes tshuva, that includes Gan Eden, that includes Gehenim, that includes the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Shmo Shel Moshiach. All of those things were thought about before the creation. Hashem already thought about such a concept before creation. But what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually create before creation? The Torah and His Kisei HaKavod. This is really way out stuff here. Now, here the Medrash goes a step further. Competition. And it's the reason why I'm telling, because it really is beautiful, it fits to the Pasuk so in such a beautiful way, and we'll see at the very end, Now we have taken the 7 things, or according to the Medrash, really 6 things, and we've broken it down to 5 verse 2, or at least 2 and 4. Okay, it's a total of 6 or a total of 7.
Which the odd one?
I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure because it doesn't even say which one they are. It doesn't even list what they are here. I didn't look up the Medrash. Okay, whatever they are. But what we're missing here. We're down to 2. We've taken these 7 and we've broken it up into 2 sections, 5 and 2. Now let's go further. Among the 2, Torah and the Kisei HaKavod, which one of these 2 came first? Is it the Kisei HaKavod or is it the Torah? So the Medrash goes further. And it says, "V'yeshviyem shlonivel aboshul atarvak yisakavod nivru min torah minayin d'chshenem Hashem klanivet starko." Okay, and then it goes on, "Kis yakavod minayin." How do we know? How do we know the Kis Yakavod was created before Ma'aseh Bereishis? It was actually nivru. Show me a source that the Kis Yakavod was actually created. So it says, "Nochon kis acha me'oz." This is a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech HaPiruach HaKodesh told us that your throne, Kisacha, Nochon, has been established, Me'oz, from before creation. What's Oz? Oz means from before creation. Now, the Medrash goes further. Aval, Eni Yodea, Ezem, Yem, Kodim, which one came first? Did the Torah, now that we know that the Torah and the Kis Yakavod were actually created before Ma'aseh Bereishis, which one came first? So here comes the clincher. Amar Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Hatoyra Kodmu L'Kis Yakavod Shenemar, from this pasuk in Mishlei, Hashem Konani Reishis Darko. What does it say? Kedem Mif'olov Me'oz. It's creation Mif'olov. It's creation was Kedem, came before the Oz. What's the Oz? Nochon Kisacha Me'oz. It's a code. This is the beautiful Medrash. And when we learn the Pasuk Al Derech Pshat from the Mitzudos, the two words pretty much were just part of a poetic expression. There's Oz then. When is Oz? Oz is Kedem. In fact, the Oz was attached to the Kedem. The primary word was Kedem. And Oz, when is Oz? Oz was Kedem before the world was created. According to the Medrash, Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, it's just the opposite. When is Kedem? It's Kedem to the Oz. Oz is a defining moment in time. That's the moment when the Kisei HaKavod was established, and that came before Ma'aseh Bereishis. Nochon Kisacha Me'oz. Your throne has been established from then. Then meaning from before creation. But the Torah came before even that. Reishis Hashem Kononi Reishis Darko Kedem Mifalov. His actions of his deed of creating the Torah came before even Me'oz of the Kis Yakavod. That's Nochon Kisacha Me'oz. And what do we take out of that? The Medrash, the only thing that this esoteric and mystical Chazal doesn't really have any meaning for us, because it's way beyond us. But the Medrash tells us it's Chaviv. What you take out of this is, don't underestimate the value of the Torah. If the Torah was the very beginning, even before the Kis Yakavod, obviously this is the crown jewel. This is Chaviv. By Hashem, okay, this is what it says, the first thing, whatever comes first, is the most precious. So when you live your life and you put your priorities in order, priority number one is the Torah. That's number one. Everything else is secondary, even the Kis Yakavod. Even that is secondary to the chashivus, the chavivus of the Torah. That is the only practical application we can take out of this pasuk. Okay, another quick chazal. Everyone knows this is the source comes from Ein Zokein, the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin, the famous Gemara Daf Lamed Beis. Ein Zokein Elami Shekone Chochma. You have an Avreich. Av b'chochma v'rach b'shanim. A young man who is like a father. He is a master in Torah, and he's young in years. He is called a zokein. A zokein is an old man. The Gemara Masechta Kiddushin says that's the mistake. A zokein is not an old man. A zokein is ze shekone chokhmah. It's nutrikin, ze shekone chokhmah. And the Gemara says, how do you know it? Prove it to me. The Gemara quotes this pasuk here in Mishlei. Hashem kononi reishis darko. Zokein comes from the word kinyan. And the ultimate kinyan is the kinyan of the Torah speaking, Hashem has acquired me. I am Hashem's ultimate acquisition. Malki tzedek tzed Hashem is v'konei hakol. Hashem has created everything in this world. But Hashem's Reishis, Konani, as Reishis Dargo, the ultimate Kenyan that came before everything else, is the Kenyan of Torah. The Mela, being that the word Zokain is related, phonetically related to the word Kenyan, Zeh Shekona, we know that Zokain means, anytime you have the word Zokain, it means wisdom. It does not necessarily mean old age. We usually use, when we refer to a person as an old age with the word Zokain, that's a borrowed expression. It's mean because since he's an elderly person, he has acquired a lot of wisdom. Just riding on the bus, going through life, going for the ride, automatically you'll pick up quite a bit of information and you will be an individual that will be called a Zeh Shekoneh. Certainly, if a person applies himself and becomes Talmud Chacham, you can achieve Chachma even at a much younger age. Okay, now we go to Pasuk Chaf Dal, which we elaborate, and we begin to elaborate in much more detail exactly what happened when the world was created, and each of these points is being made to hit home on us, to impress upon us that the Torah came even before these things happened. When was the Torah created? Be'ein Tehomos Chololti. It did not exist. Ein means nothingness. That to almost the depths, the waters, chololti, before they were hallowed out. Rashi, right, which into Rashi, chololti means nivresi. It's a borrowed expression. A hallowed space is a creation. It's being used here as an expression of creation. The Mitzudos David Zion says the same thing. Chololti inin beria kamo v'atacholul eretz Hakadosh Baruch Hu has created the earth. Look at the Mitzudos David. The earth, that's the word tevel, that's a different word. We'll come to that word in a few moments. I want to just focus first on the word chololti. Look at the mitzvah of David, chololti, because we say this in Asher Yotzer every day. And this is interesting word, chololti, in the mitzvah of David, be'ein tohaimos be'od lo hayu tohaimos nivresi, before the tohaimos were created, be'od lo niv tohaimos, before the Tehomos existed, Nivrei Si Ani, I the Torah existed. Okay, the next words of the Pasuk are Be'ein Mayonos, before the Mayonos, before the depths, the fountains, Nechbade Moyim. What is Nechbade? There is no Mitzudos. It's David, but the Mitzudos says Nechbade is Ribuy Hamayim, the abundance, heaviness, Kaved. Kaved means heaviness, honor, kavod. Kavod is a burden upon a person. It's a very great burden to receive honor. Why is it a very great burden? You take with it great responsibility. You've got to live up to it. And you're being watched. There's a great degree of responsibility. That's why kavod is related to the word kaved. Kaved means heavy. So here it says, nechbadimai means an abundance. Abundance, water is heavy. Ribuy hamayim kemo ba'am nichba ba'am kaved, a heavy nation. They had a lot of possessions, a lot of property, a lot of possessions with them. Okay, so that's what it means. Before the mayonos, the fountains, nichbadi mayim, the abundance of water. We have pretty much what we have over here in this pasuk are three expressions for four water: tohimos, mayonos, nichbadi mayim. I am certain there is some very great deep meaning in this, but I don't know. But I leave it to you. I do not know what it means. What?
They are heavy with water.
Right, but three different ways to describe the creation of water. Hashem created water. Bereishis Baruchim Es Hashemayim Es Haaretz Haaretz Sovlo Baruchim Rachefes Al Pnei Hamoyim. There was water, and that water is defined in three terms in this pasuk: the Tehoimos, the Mayonos, and the Nichbadei Mayim. Notice that Torah is compared to water. Hoikol Tzamei L'chu L'mayim. And yet we're saying here that the Torah, the Mayim of Torah, preceded the Mayim, the physical water of this world. We're making a contrast between the Torah, which is also Mayim, and the waters of this world, which can be broken down into three different categories: Tohoim, Mayon, and Nechbadei Mayim.
So,
yeah. The Tohoim Rabo. Everything we have, Mayanos Tohom, the fountains of the Tohom Rabba, and it was Geshem in Hashemayim also, it says. Adarubos Hashemayim, Niftachu. So we have lots of different types of waters coming at the time of the Mabul. You're right. That also has to be understood and discussed and deciphered. Okay, we have here, but the word I want to focus on just for very briefly is the word choloti. Choloti means a cavity. When you create something, you have to create, you create a cavity. You create something. That's exactly the problem. What is a cavity? A cavity is just empty space. Let's go back to something very similar. We'll relate to darkness. Is darkness a creation, or is darkness nothing more than an absence of light? So the average person will tell you it's an absence of light. Absence of light. Well, but the problem is, we say every single time, Yoitzer or Uvorei Choshech. If you were writing the Siddur, you would say just the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boirei. Boirei the Or. Hashem creates light. Light is a creation. And I don't know if you would say Yotzer Choshech, but Choshech is an absence of light. Yet in the Tefillah we describe darkness as a creation. What is a hole? When you have a hole in an item, is that a creation, or is a hole just the absence of matter? Okay, Asha Yotza, we say Asha Yotzar es Hodom b'chokhma. Hashem created man b'chokhma. Uvarovo, he created Nikovim Nikovim. Chalulim Chalulim. And what does that mean? You have created in man
empty spaces.
Hashem doesn't... What?
If you want to make a cup, you have to make an empty space, right?
So that's an act of fashioning, but you have not created... You have not created the empty space. You have created matter around the empty space, which by default creates opens up an empty space. But the empty space is not a creation. It's just an absence of matter. Yeah, we say uvarovo, nikovim nikovim. You create holes. What do you mean you create holes? You don't create holes. You create matter in a way where there are holes. A hole is not a creation. A hole is just an absence of substance, right? Isn't that so? Obviously, the way it's used. So okay. So this itself. So this is subject to the same way we say the word. Who says that's good? We're correct. Who says our perception of this world is correct? We're not. Our perception is not. I once heard from a very big mathematician. He told me that we look at the world that sun is the center of the universe, right? The moon goes around. The earth goes around the sun, right? And the moon goes around the earth. He says, you know, it's possible on an infinite mathematical scale. We just see one little picture. It could very well be there are billions of suns, and there are billions of, who knows, infinite number, and in the big picture of the universe, the Earth is really in the center, and it's the sun that's going around the Earth. We just look at the world, we look at the Earth going around the sun, because we just see a very small picture. Now, we know you can't prove this, because there's no way, at least in the technology we have today, that we can see past what we're saying. But theoretically, it's possible that if you would expand the universe in an infinite degree, it could very well be that the Earth indeed is the center of the universe and everything else is spinning around it. So we're limited in understanding what it means, the creation of matter and the creation of darkness and the creation, because we only have a very, very limited perspective of what we see. But Yechazal says Hashem creates darkness. Now, when it comes to the darkness of Choshech Mitzrayim, that's partial by Yomesh Choshech. They can feel the darkness. But that was a different type of darkness. Let's talk about the standard darkness. The standard darkness, we don't perceive in that fashion. And we don't perceive that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating empty space. But the Pasuk does use that term as an empty space as a creation. It's used in Asher Yotzar. It's used over here. And it's used in multiple different examples of Chazal, and the way you want to interpret it is that you form things, and immediately you have empty space. It's a borrowed term, but a literal translation would require us to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually creates the empty space. It's a different way of looking at something.
Contraction of matter, black holes.
Yeah.
Contraction.
That's a creation.
Leads to a black hole, so it is a creation.
So the black hole is a creation. It's a contraction of matter. And Chaim, so he's saying that there is something even we can relate to today as uboirei choshech. And the same way in darkness there is this thing, there's a parallel between darkness and matter. Everything in time has a parallel in in space. So if there's a creation of darkness, which you're saying is true in the black hole, so maybe there is something called the creation of empty whole holes and empty spaces. There's also something called the Bria. Okay, that's just a very interesting word. It's used all over Chazal, and here it's used right in front of us, Chololti. Okay, let's go to the next Pasuk, Pasuk Chaf Hei. B'terem Horim, now we finish with the water. Now let's discuss the earth. The Torah came before matter. Which the matter of the earth? B'terem Horim Hot Bohu. Hot Bohu means they were sunken. Tviya. The mountain. Now this is a very strange word. All these words have been used in the opposite way. The mountains, are they sunk? Are they valleys, or are the mountains things which are stand up higher? If you were writing this pasuk, you would not put the word Hot Bohu with the word mountain, because a mountain is something which is high. But that's life from our perspective. Somehow, just like Chololti, Hashem creates cavities. Maybe when you create a mountain is a compression. Okay, I'm just saying words. I don't know what this means, but it popped up under the ground by a form of compression. The word Hotbo means to press. Maybe when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pressed other parts of the earth down, that memela caused the mountains to rise, to go up. Telling there's a lot of secrets of creation here in front of us in the choice of words. Before, the mountains Chot Bahu were pressed into the earth. Lefnei Givos Chololti, before the Givos, before the hills. Now Chololti goes on the Torah. The Torah says, I, the Torah was Chololti, I was created. Okay, so the Torah is speaking over here. I existed. Let's see over here, the Mitzvot Pasuk Chaf. Before the mountains were nitbu v'nikvu, they were pressed into the earth and established, the mountains, b'aretz v'lifnei agvos, and before the hills, kama nivresi ani. The Torah speaks. The Torah says, I was created. It's the same word as in Pasuk of Dalid that was used in reference to the Tehoim. The Tehoim, the cavity in the earth which contains the water, was Chololti. The Torah is saying about itself that exact same expression. The only difference is, there is no difference. Exactly the same. Chololti. Okay, now let me just tell you one quick medrash. Okay. No, it's not. I'm sorry. It's further. Pasuk Chaf Vav. Ad Leyoso Eretz V'chutzos. Okay. Here again. Now there's more elaboration. Now we're going again. We discuss the water. And we discuss the mountains and the hills. Now we're discussing the earth. The plain flat earth, ad loy also before the eretz v'chutzos, the earth and the chutzos v'rosh afros tevel, and the tips of the afer of the tevel. And what is the rosh? What's the afros tevel? That's a fancy way of talking about the earth. In other words, we have here in this pasuk three expressions. That's the medrash. A lot of midrashim here trying to decipher what exactly are we referring to. A lot of stuff here. There's the eretz. You try to tell me the difference. What's the Eretz? What's the Chutzos? And what is the Afros Tevel? Assuming that it's one term. Afros Tevel. What's the difference between these three? So let's first see the Mitzvahs. It's going back on the word Chalalti. We have to take the word Chalalti in the previous pasuk and repeat it here. We repeat it here for this pasuk. Loimar Chalalti. I was, the Torah says, I was created. Ad Loyos Haaretz, before I was created the earth, the Chutzos and the Chutzos, the Vehascholas and the beginning. Here he translates words. The Rosh means Vehascholas Ofar HaAdama Hamiyusheves Mibnei Adam, which is miyusheves mibnei for the purpose of man, mibnei Adam, that is established for man to live upon. I guess what this means to say is that the Afros Tevel is the part of the land which is suitable for habitation. Not every part of the world is suitable for habitation. That's what seemingly Matuda is trying to emphasize. The Tehoimos, you can't live in the Tehoim. You can't live down in the Mayan. You can't live in the place of Nechbadi Mayan. These are places that are off limits. You can't live down there. You can't live on the mountains. People don't live in Mount Everest. There's no yeshiv there. You can't live on these mountains, that they're too high. The air is not suitable for human beings. It's too thin. And you can't live on these massive hills. And there are parts of the earth that you also can't live on. The Eretz, according to this, means maybe desert land. Who knows? Well, he actually discussed the desert later on, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, Eretz. And then there is Chutzos. Okay, these are different parts of the earth. Desert land, where it's very hot, very cold. And then there is the Afros Tevel. The Afros Tevel is the part of this world that is suitable for human habitation. Okay, that's what it says over here. That's how the mitzvah is a very novel interpretation. When he says Hamayusheves mibnei Adam, that's the Afros Tevel. Hamayusheves mibnei Adam. The Kofel Dov Gedera Chamalitza. We have a lot of repetition. Let's take a look at Rashi. Okay, we're going to discuss that. There's a lot of stuff here. We're going to discuss that in one moment. Let's just take a look over here first. The Rashi first. Rashi says the pasuk hafei b'terem hori mechut bog b'soch hamayim. Okay, so Rashi pasuk, going back to pasuk hafei, that the mountains were hit bohu. They were buried. They were sunk. Where were they sunk? Rashi says something very insightful. Mountains were sunk into the water. Really? Is that what you would say? Is that what scientists say? What?
There's huge mountains in the ocean.
Okay, but when you talk about a mountain in Tanakh, right? Al Harim Hagvaos, all the Mamre Chazal a mountain. We don't think of mountains as
when the
seabeds. Yeah.
Maybe they were under the water because everything was covered with water.
Yeah, maybe. I guess you have to say that. But it's a chiddush. Rashi here is saying something very deep. Is that good? Because, pun intended. But because that's not what you would. That's if we were writing a commentary on the pasuk, we didn't say a mountain is a mountain. That everything is above ground. So here he's saying over here that Kadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain. Because I guess Rashi seems to be bothered with the word hatbo. Hatbo means to sink. What is the word to sink? A mountain is sunk into the ground? What does that mean exactly? So Rashi is telling us that there is this idea that the water, the tohoimois, and the mountains have some connection. Besuch hamayim. Pasuch of Eretz Chutzos. Oh, so Rashi jumps here to the Medrash. Eretz Yisrael l'shar arotzos. This refers to Eretz is Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it's in a class by itself. Chutzos is Chutz Liaretz. The Rosh Afros Tevel is Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon is Ofar Min HaAdama. Amazing pshat in the Pasuk. Three things. Eretz, Chutzos, and Rosh, Hashem took Ofar Min HaAdama. Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim. That's the Pasuk. Ofar Min HaAdama. Afros comes from the word Ofar. Rosh means the beginning. What is Rosh here? It's a code for Rishon. Who is Rishon? Adam HaRishon. Adam came from Ofar. And a man was put in this world to do what? Tevel, to inhabit, to live in this world. So here the Torah says, I was created before the Tehoim, the Mayan, the Nichbedei Mayim, before the mountains that were sunk into the water, before the Gvos, I was here before Eretz Yisrael, I was here before Chutz Liaretz, and I was even here before the creation of man. That's how Rashi learned Shah in the Pasuk. Now the Medrash says, okay, there are multiple Midrashim, so one at a time. First, the Yalkut Shmoni. Yalkut Shmoni is just telling us, asking a question from all the lands of the world, which one is Chaviv? Going back to this concept that whatever comes first is Chaviv. Eretz Yisrael Shechaviva Mikol Haratzos. We know that Eretz Yisrael is more precious than all of the lands of the world. Nivreis Kodim Lakol. The Smachleks in the Gemara, what was created first? Eretz Yisrael was created first, or the rest of the world was created first. Adli also Eretz v'chutzos, Eretz zo Eretz Yisrael, chutzos elu sharotzos, v'hiktim akos l'briyas Eretz, l'briyas chutzos, mishum she'eretz Yisrael, koidemes l'shor v'arotzos. The Yalkut Shmoni used this pasuk to follow the opinion that if you want to go into time of creation, the whole world didn't come into existence at the same moment in time. Ask a modern day scientist, and ask him to explain to you, when the world was created, was there any part that came first? Second, or it all just happened in one shot. Big Bang, it's a one-shot deal. Right? Well, there's a difference. Different parts of the world came first.
You closest to the bank came first.
Close to the bank came first. All right.
Still expanding.
Is that is?
Bank has a stock.
All right, maybe, okay, and but here he says there is such a concept that there's a kedima in the bria. It didn't just happen like that. Everything didn't come in one shot. There's kedima. Okay, another, now here comes another Yalkut Shemayni. Yalkut Shemayni says, not davarach, eretz elu sharatz pumfakert. Eretz is chutz liaretz. Chutzois refers to midboros. And when it says the roish afrois tevel is eretz yisrael, just the opposite. In this order, eretz is sharatzos, midbar came second at chutzos. Roish afrois tevel refers to eretz yisrael to teach us that eretz yisrael came last. Because then you would say achron achron chavif, the last one comes. The last one comes.
Just as Klal Yisrael emerged last.
Okay, so you want to say in the Bria, the Eretz Yisrael came last. Adam came last. Adam was the last of the creations. So there is such a precedent that last is the most important. And that's what these two different views of the Medrash conflict. Is the word Eretz referring to Eretz Yisrael? Or is Eretz referring to Shor Aratzos? And Afrois Tevel is Eretz Yisrael. Now why would the word Afrois Tevel be called Eretz Yisrael? So the Medrash elaborates, you allude to this, Michal, because of the unusual Tevel. How do you know that? How do you know that Afro's table is Eretz Yisrael? Table means Eretz Yisrael. Shneimar misacheches b'sevel aris. So this really goes into the next pasuk. Okay, this goes. Where is this? That's pasuk lamed aleph. Okay, just jump ahead to the pasuk lamed aleph. Because there, it's okay. We don't have to really connect it now. But there, the pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he plays misachekes. He takes delight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes delight. He has joy in the sevel arzo, the inhabitants of his land. What does that pasuk clearly refer to? It refers to Eretz Yisrael. Because where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu take delight? In which land? In Eretz Yisrael. Hashem is not taking delight in all the Averos, the Te'evos, that are taking place throughout the Aretz. Hashem only has delight in His land. So in that context, it says Tevel, and there refers to Eretz Yisrael. So through Gzer Shava, when it says here the word Tevel, Afres Tevel, Rosh Afres Tevel, it also refers to Eretz Yisrael. Just like there, it's called Eretz Yisrael. So to here, it's referring to Eretz Yisrael. Now, the next question, why there is the word table chosen as a word to describe Eretz Yisrael? So we go one step deeper, because table comes from the word a mixture, spices. So you have always a mixture, a collection, a variety of spices. Table is a spice. It's mixed, it's spiced. It's spiced. Eretz Yisrael has a little bit of everything. Everything that the whole world has can be found in Eretz Yisrael. Mixed up together. Bolul. Shekol harot is bubble. Talmud Bavli. Bolul bakol. A little Gemara. A little Mikra. A little Mishnah. A little Gemara. A little Lamdis. A little Agada. Enough to get you all mixed up. To walk away from the daf. What just happened? Enough to get everyone all confused. Shemi tuvelus b'chol. Shekol haratzos yesh boi b'zo ma'ashem b'zo. Every piece of land has milus and chesroinus. V'yeis b'zo ma'ashem b'zo. Avleret Yisrael. So that's the second mahalach. We take the pasuk opposite way. Eretz is a chutzeretz. Chutzos is the midbar. Roish afres tevel is Eretz Yisrael. Gzer shev the pasuk lamed aleph. There it says tevel. Tevel there means Eretz Yisrael. And we know that tevel is because mituvel is pakol. So that's why we refer to Eretz Yisrael. Third interpretation. Okay, now this is the interpretation goes back to last week's parsha, and this comes from last week's parsha. Hashem said to Avram Avinu, "Vayoytzei oisoi hachutza." Hashem took Avram Avinu hachutza. Where did Hashem take him? Outer space. Avram was the first astronaut. First astronaut. Avram was looking at the stars, right? Don't look at the stars. Vayoytzei oisoi hachutza. Outside, Rabbi Yeshua, this sichlin v'shem Rabbi Lezia v'chim yichutz lo'elam ha'tziyo. That Kadosh Baruch Hu take him outside of the world. Ella ein chutzah loshon chutz, elam loshon chutzos Yerushalayim, kedig achvilei. It says here in the Medrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed showed him the shugukei shamaya. Hashem showed him the shvilos, the paths of heaven. And how do you know that? They quote here this pasuk, Adlai also eretz lechutzos. What is chutzos? Chutzos hashamayim. The Medrash in Parashas Vayelech Lecha actually takes the pasuk Vayotze oso hachutza. The Medrash is confused. Where did Hashem take him? And says it means out of this world. How do you know? From this pasuk, because this pasuk says Adlai also eretz Hashem before Hashem made the earth. The chutzos in outer space. Out of the earth. Take the word chutzos and contrast it or apply it to the word eretz. If eretz means this world, what is chutz? It means outer space.
But the word for outer space in Hebrew.
Yeah, modern Hebrew?
Hello. I think even to Chazal.
No, obviously, well, you see different translations, you see different usages. So the Medrash there assumes as a Dover Poshut that what it says here, the Chutzos, it means outer space, and it uses this as a translation, a way to define Vayotze, also HaChutza, Hashem took Avram outside of the Kochavim, beyond the Kochavim, your mazel is not tied to the stars, you are Koyezara, you're beyond this, you're beyond the mazel of the stars. Okay, so that's a whole different translation of the word chutza. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk chaf zayin. Biachino shemaim sham. Shamani. Hashem says, when I start, I'm sorry, the Torah is speaking, the Torah says, Mekadosh Baruch Hu Biachino shemaim sham oni. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu established, when He prepared the heavens, there I was. The Torah speaks, I was there from all along. B'chukoi chug al pnei tzohoim, I was there in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He etched a mark, or he created a circle, a sphere, al pnei tzohoim, upon the face of the depths. This pasuk, if you take this pasuk in a very literal translation, it's a very clear indication that the world is round. The world is not flat. Because what is a chug? Chug means is chug means a circle.
The word chug appears a number of times.
Right, but there it can appear as a mamash, a circle. But here it's describing the creation of the world, and it's telling us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chug. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechuko chug, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu he etched a sphere al pnei tzohom upon the face of the Tom, if you want, the chug means a circle, which means the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the time. Bereishis Baruch Lokim, Eitzas Rami Yisrael, Ruchli Merachefes Al Pnei Hamoyim. Ruch Lokim Merachefes Al Pnei. What does it say? Ruch Lokim Al Pnei Hamoyim. Where does it say the word Sohoim? Okay, but in this pasuk it's telling us that Choyshech Al Pnei Sohom. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is now, he's going Choyk. Shamani bechuko chug. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is etching this, he is fashioning this sphere on the face of the Tohoim. So what does that mean to us, 21st century, when Hashem made the world round? How did they learn this pasuk until everyone...
Yeah, they didn't.
So how do they translate the word chug? They mean it means a border, and it means a boundary. A boundary. Okay, so today we have a different appreciation of this pasuk. Let's look at the mitzvah of this pasuk of Zayin. B'hachinoi b'eisachinu es hashemayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared the shemayim, Hayisi Sham, Torah says, I was there. Kiloimar, nivreisi kaidim lohem, I was created before the Torah. B'chuko b'eis chokak. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he etched eagle ha'aretz, the sphere of the earth, l'chasoyz to cover p'nei ha'tohoim. Rashi says, look at the mitzvah first. The mitzvah siyo mechuko, meloshen chakika, to etch. Chog hu ha'igul hanasa al yidei hakli, v'lo beiz roshim, yamid roisho echa v'mokam al-mumle, v'sheni yusav v'svivoy, v'nasa eagle. It's a compass. Okay, a chog is calling a compass. And you put one point in the center and the other point at the end, like you all had in first grade, you bought a compass. What? A compass rose, and you make a circle. So here, according to the mitzvahs couldn't be more explicit.
Inscribed
that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a circle around the world. Now the Mitzudas Dava lived not that long ago. So what he says, when did the world come, the second world come to the belief that the world is round? I don't know if my history is what?
Until they circled the globe.
Time of Columbus? 1492?
Yeah. No, that's
The Mitzudos, when did the Mitzudos David, the Mitzudos David clearly is telling us the world is round. So when did he live? He lived probably after. I think it was more recent, after Columbus, if not mistaken. So he was. Okay, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "B'chukoi chug al pnei tachayim kisharaka chug ha'aretz al hamayim." When Hashem Baruch Hu roka, he laid out, he established the hardness of the chug ha'aretz al hamayim. Chug gvul lo yavar. Chug loshen hekif, circumference. Kemoi uve machuga yisarehu. Okay, I don't know what that word means. I'm sorry, I didn't look it up. But I don't think hekaf necessarily means in Rashi means a circle. It means to envelop. It means whatever surrounds the whatever the world, whatever covers the world, the covering of the world. It could be just 180 degrees. That's also called a hekaf. You put a cover on top of a pot. That's also called a hekif. Hekif does not necessarily mean a circle which goes around the entire world. So Rashi is writing this in the 12th century. It's way before. So I don't know exactly what Chazal, how they viewed. It's not at all clear how they viewed the world. But Rashi used this word hekif. Okay, kishirok ha-chulka, this is the sheet of Rashi. Okay, there's a few more things here. Okay, which limits one chazal before we conclude. This comes from Vayikra Rabbah. Vayikra Rabbah takes the word, takes this pasuk and connects it to the beginning of Parshas Bichukosai, before the Teicha, the Brachos. It says, Im Bichukosai Teilechu. So we have, that means my laws. So the Medrash asked the question, Lama Niku Divrei Torah Chukim? The Chazal asked, if you listen to my Chukos, all the entire Torah is compared to Chukos. Why did the Pasuk choose that word, Chukim, to describe the mitzvahs of the Torah? There is no shortage of words available to describe the Torah. The Gemara says, So the Gemara quotes this pasuk here, because with the Torah is the blueprint of the world. And the creation of the world is described with the words of B'chukoi chug al pnei tohoim. When I have etched the boundaries or the sphere upon the earth, and therefore, that's why chukim shechakakti b'chem esasayam b'suma lohem. Let me read the entire medrash. Shenemayim lebrisi yom v'layla chukos. One pasuk in Yom Yis says the famous pasuk lebrisi shiyom v'layla. If you don't study Torah day and night, chukos shemayim v'aretz lo somti. I did not create the Torah. Chukim shechakakti b'chem esasham esasherech. Hashem created the shemesh, the sun and the moon with the Torah. Koyama Hashem noisein shemesh l'or yomam chukos yorech v'chavim. There's a pasuk there also in Yirmiyah where the word chuka is used in reference to the shamayim and the areach. And here comes our pasuk. The pasuk chukim shechakakti b'chem es hayom. I used this word to create the sea b'sumo layom chuko. I set for the yom a chok. Chukim shechakti b'chem es hachol the sand. Shnei asher samni chol b'gul yom chok olam lo yarenu. Chukim shechakti b'chem es hatohim the tohim. Here's the pasuk. B'chuko chug al pnei ha-tohayim. It's a beautiful medrash. It uses, I'm just trying to look because we didn't learn all these psukim at this point. But the basic idea is that the word, this sharish of chok, is used in reference to the shemesh, the yoreach, the yam, and the tohayim. One thing I left out, and is the shemayim, the shemayim, Oretz, Shemesh, Yoreach, the Chol, the sand, the Yam, and the Tohoim. And for each one of these items, Shemayim v'aretz, the Chol, the Yam, Shemesh v'yireach, and the Tohoim, we find various pasuk, whether it's in Yirmiyah or in Tehillim or here in Mishlei, the word Chok. And the pasuk that ties into that puzzle here is the pasuk that's used in reference to the Tohoim, b'chuk chuk al pnei Tohoim. So therefore, the Torah Hashem says im b'chukosai teilechu. Every part of the Berea was created with the blueprint of the Torah, and therefore, if you're not going to observe the Torah, you're going to cause destruction in this world. Okay, we'll leave it with that. We'll stop here.